What's happening?
That's not part of it, but it is now, eh?
Sure.
You're listening to League Podcast, episode 270, eh? I'm Matt Dirksen.
I'm John Hunt.
I'm Josh Lingle, eh?
Clay Inferno with my toque on.
What? All right.
You're listening to the All Hockey Podcast.
Oh, yes. We've offended...
The Hokey Pokey?
All of our Canadian...
That's what I sound like.
Hockey Podcast or Hokey Podcast. It's definitely Hokey. Hokey every week.
It's a little hokey and a little hinky, eh?
Hinky. What is hinky?
It means like kind of like a little messed up. Like
I remember that line in The Fugitive. He's like, what is that? That word, it has no meaning. Hinky. Right. I don't know. Whatever. Nobody else remembers that. John doesn't remember that.
Sorry. I totally just disappeared for like a minute and all of a sudden it came back to that. Yeah, I remember that.
The Fugitive, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember The Fugitive.
I know, but Tommy Jones yells at that guy with the mustache because the guy uses the word hinky. And he's like, what is that? He's like, I don't know, hinky.
You sure you weren't thinking of U.S. Marshals?
No, it was definitely the fucking Fugitive. God damn it!
You're not thinking of Captain America.
You're not thinking of an address Avenger? That changed all the rules?
It wasn't me, it was the one-armed man.
I don't care.
You find that man.
I still say that regularly.
Really?
You say, find that man.
Find that man.
Yeah.
Find that man. Find that man. Find that. Do you remember the L reference, John, where you were waiting for me in Kenmore Station and you were talking about, I don't hear the sound of an L.
Yes, I do remember that. I remember that.
Ah, well. We were talking about those days last week, walking around Boston in the college days. With Ken Reed. No, you weren't there. Ken Reed, thanks to Ken for coming on. That was a great episode.
Oh, great show.
Yeah, great, eh? We talked about a lot of local flavor.
Like Molson?
Like, I don't know, Canadian bacon. Do they call Canadian bacon Canadian bacon?
They just call it bacon. That great movie with John Candy in it.
Yeah, that was his last one, right? Or was Wagons East his last one?
I can't remember. I always get that confused. Yeah, because they were both bad.
Yeah. Poor John Candy.
Sorry, John Candy. Yeah.
Candy.
Mm. Anyways, I wanted to discuss, obviously, let's talk. Friday is Civil War Day. And Saturday is Free Comic Book Day.
I heard you're doing a signing, eh?
Yeah, my usual, now it's become tradition now, I guess. 3 years in a row.
Tradition.
Oh, the tradition. I'll be at New England Comics in Brookline with Frank Thierry, who has worked extensively in comics, actually.
Yeah, I like that guy.
Yeah, so I'm sort of playing second fiddle, I guess.
He's playing second fiddle to you?
Yeah, I'm just playing one fiddle. He's going to have a whole band with him. No, but he just did that... cool. They did like a Harley Quinn cover with like she's stealing like a painting, but the painting itself is like blank. So I think like it's supposed to be you can get something drawn in there or something. So yeah, if you're in the area, come by, come see Frank.
Dirksen will draw something.
I'll draw there for you. I'll even sign the Harley Quinn book.
I just put the Facebook event together for that. So yeah, it's up on our page.
It also asked me to change my Twitter password. Were you screwing around with my Twitter or something?
No, I don't touch your Twitter.
Didn't know. Just saying. I got a text this morning that said, update your Twitter password. So I don't know if that meant.
Do it.
I don't know your Twitter password. I wish I did.
That's part of the problem. I don't know.
I wish I did. I'd tweet for you.
Yeah, because I never tweet. You'd be like, I'd be like George Takei, and you're like the guy who tweets for him.
Wait, somebody else tweets for him?
What?
Oh my whole world.
Oh my.
Yeah, you laugh, but some people probably were crushed when they realized that George Takei isn't
really that clever.
Yeah.
Now it's just links to other funny things. Like, now he doesn't even come up with the funny things.
Maybe somebody else took somebody else's place.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll take share that this job. Picture when you see what's wrong with it. Don't give away the answer. Oh, bye.
Screw having Durson's Twitter password. I want Takei's Twitter
yeah,
password.
I don't know. You like come up with a fake George Takei.
Pay me money. I'll do it. I find funny things.
Yeah, you would actually. That would be a good job for you. You need to hook up with some celebrity who doesn't want to tweet by
himself. Oh, Clay's going to hook up with a celebrity.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Maybe that chick yeah. Daredevil. Or, chick from Rogue One there.
Don't steal oh, yeah. Daredevil's lady away.
Yeah, me. I'll take Rogue One.
Yeah.
Or I'll take the girl that's dating Michael Fassbender, the girl from Ex Machina and Man from U.N.C.L.E., who's going to be Lara Croft.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. She's dating Michael Fassbender?
Yeah.
Isn't he, like, significantly older than
he just looks older.
Hey,
he's not really Magneto.
The lady, I would want to date him. He's all right. Right?
Yeah, sure. He's a good-looking man.
I was a woman.
Apparently, he's very famous for having a big wang in some movie. Ben talks about it all the time. She's like, he's got.
But I heard wangs. It's. I heard it was
a stunt wang.
A stunt wang.
a double wang.
Stunt cock.
Awful. So, like the Boogie Nights wang? Is that what we're talking about?
It might be his own wang. I don't know. I don't want to know.
Really. They had me step in for that.
That's just. I don't need to know.
We're four guys. We're not. We shouldn't be.
I've been happy living my life.
We're four guys. We shouldn't have to know.
Yeah, right. I don't want to know anymore.
See you down at the Wang Center.
Michael Fassbender won't be there. All right. Speaking of Michael Fassbender, I like this. This is a good segue because there was a new X-Men Apocalypse trailer, and
special guest Wang.
Yes, starring the Wang. Anyways, so there was like a big reveal in this.
Uh-huh.
Did anybody watch this but me?
I did.
I saw it.
Yeah, just tell us about it.
If it's the same reveal that I'm thinking, otherwise I saw it.
No, I mean, yeah, it's only so like Mystique goes up.
It's like something about Wolverine, that thing?
Yeah. She goes
spoiler alert.
She says, oh, you know, you've been busy because there's all these like unconscious dudes laying around, and he says, well, we had help, and then they just show, you know, like the claw.
I thought Wolverine was going to be in it anyway, so that's not really
I didn't think he was going to be in it.
They didn't, yeah, they really hid that pretty well.
They never...
They didn't hide it well enough because they put it in the trailer. What are you talking about?
Well, but why did you think he was going to be in it?
Because he's in every X-Men movie.
No, he's
in the last one.
He gave an interview and said he's got one more Wolverine, and that's it. One more Wolverine movie, like standalone.
All right.
Never said he was in this one. They never revealed it.
Okay, well, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you were wrong.
I wasn't wrong.
Just say it. You were wrong.
I'm right.
You were right, but you were wrong that he was going to be in it. This was like a big thing, I think. And I think it was kind of a stupid thing.
You were wrong in your rightness.
Or you were right in your wrongness. I don't know. I think.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't.
Wrong. I don't want to be right.
You didn't get that feeling like that I did when I saw it. I was very excited, and you were.
I was excited too.
Yeah. See, me and John
was.
I even showed it to my brother during lunch.
I'm going
to
tell you how I am. I haven't even watched it yet.
Oh. What? But you knew he was in it.
Yeah. I got industry insiders.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw the Captain America costume a year before it was in the movie.
Yeah, your industry insiders.
Yeah.
This is pretty, but I mean, this is kind of like revealing Spider-Man. Well, I mean, we knew Spider-Man was going to be in it, I guess, right? But
yeah, but we didn't know we were going to see him ahead of time.
Right. And
I don't even know why this
is in the X-Men movie.
No, I'm just saying they reveal. This is like a too much of a reveal, you know? Too much.
But he could only be there for like a minute, you know? Like
possible, but.
Do you think he's finally going to get his damn costume at any point in time?
No.
Like the cool think. Outtake that they didn't show, but then they showed that afterwards, like the picture of the suitcase.
Yeah. I love that suitcase. I want that suitcase.
Totally awesome costume.
The brown one?
Have
you seen that thing where it's like that fan film where it's him fighting Predator or something?
No, I haven't seen it.
And I don't know if it's Predator. I think it is, but it's a good fan costume. You know, well made. Showing that you could do it and not look ridiculous. And at this point, you know, we've had a ton of superhero movies, so you could do it and not be ashamed of.
Right, that was the thing. The first X-Men, they said, we don't want them wearing those goofy spandex costumes, you know?
Now you can do it and not worry about it.
Yeah.
And you can make it, it doesn't need to be like spandex, or it could be like leather, yellow leather or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yellow leather better.
Oh, that was one of my favorite Pearl Jam bootlegs, that song. Yellow leather better.
Well, I didn't know he was in it, and so I was surprised.
Very right, cool.
He might only be in it for like a minute.
But... I'm as excited as you are, Durson.
All right, good. John,
I am too.
Sort of put the whole thing down.
Sorry, I didn't
put
mean
the kibosh
to.
On it.
Smacked it down. Yeah.
I just figured that he was in it. So.
I wonder if that's. I mean, like I've talked about this a lot recently, but like it's kind of weird to reveal so much in these trailers, but. I don't know. I guess it doesn't really affect the gross out after all. I mean, but it'd be cool to have a moment, you know, I mean, to have that like, oh, you know, like that big moment when you're sitting in the theater and you're just watching the movie.
Like in the crying game.
Yeah. No, that's more like, oh.
Yeah, I saw the crying game at the Wang Center.
That's a very appropriate place to play the crying game. I've actually never seen it. I have to admit.
I don't think I have either.
I know the big moment. So.
There's a penis in it.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
It was kind of like
it once.
It was kind of like seeing the Watchmen, like giant blue dick in IMAX. That just was very awkward.
I know they probably should have put some kind of warning on that,
especially at IMAX. You're just screen is like 80 times.
You know you're
gonna
have a big
screen.
Wang poking in your face.
Yeah, that is a giant Wang. Blue, too. Like, blue.
Yeah. Talking about blue balls.
Wow.
I mean...
Like the Batman v Superman movie
rated
game.
Rated R something.
Blue balls.
You know, it was rated R, but it should have been rated like R, like 25. I don't know what the hell.
R25?
Kind of other.
I thought that was a droid in Star Wars.
Right. R4. I don't know. But yeah, so... Crying game had a penis, but the X-Men.
But the X-Men movie doesn't.
Yes, that's not rated R. We can't show penis.
Sometimes it's got a Hugh Jackman butt, though.
Yeah, that's true. I think every time, pretty much. Right?
They photoshopped out his wang in Days of Future Past. Actually,
thankfully. He almost chopped his own wang off in Days of Future Past.
Yeah, he did.
What?
Did you hear that? Yeah, they have like the he has like real blade. I'm sure they're not like super sharp claws that he wears. And when he came out like naked, he
started fiddling himself.
They were playing jokes or something, and like somebody jumped out of the corner, and he like kind of jumped back, and he like got his leg, and he cut his leg, but like almost cut his wang.
Oh, whoa!
We should call this episode the Wang Report.
I know that's kind of getting weird. This should be rated R25. I thought he only had the bone claws in Days of Future Past.
Oh, yeah.
Boner.
Bone claw.
Whoa.
Oh, my.
C-L-A-U-S-E claw. Like, he writes that into his contract. That's what they call when he gets his butt shown in every... I read something, though, in a magazine where he talked about how he's got to know when that day is. It's like, I gotta know when Naked Day is because I gotta be in good shape.
Yeah, he said do that thing like bodybuilders do, where they like dehydrate themselves for a day to just get all that water out of their system so they don't look all puffy.
But you know, like filming a movie can be like, well, we gotta move this back, we gotta do this. He's like, no, I gotta know Naked Day. We cannot change Naked Day. If you tell me it's this day, it's gotta be that day. What a diva!
No kidding.
Gotta look good naked.
Ugh.
Yeah, so
that's how I feel too. I'm just like, tell me when Naked Day is.
So I know not.
So
yeah,
when I go to work, you gotta know when Naked Day is. This podcast is taking a real turn.
All right, let's get back on track then. Whatever it was you were supposed to be talking about,
I'm done. Wolverine did X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, okay.
That was the point of the whole damn thing. Christ.
Very cool.
No, it's cool. You're right. And I'm excited. No, I was excited for the movie anyway, but it's an added bonus. So,
And I like Cyclops. He looks cool.
He's
about Cyclops being stupid.
I'm
like
hoping they actually use him for a change.
I know. He was always bad in the other movies.
They did do the thing where they show him, like, use his powers without, like, the goggles on and then with the goggles on. So he explodes a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
I forget what comedian it is, but they talk about how he's like the worst character. Like, how can he ever miss? All he has to do is look at
something. Yeah, we were talking about that last week. I saw that guy open for Chris Hardwick, but I don't remember his name either. But yeah, hilarious. But he does miss a lot, it seems like. Mm-hmm. But not, he's dead in the comics, right?
He's got a lazy eye.
Maybe he does.
That's the problem.
See, he's not alive anymore, right? Like
I don't know. I don't know.
He was dead in the Ultimate Universe, but I think everyone's dead now, right? Am I right?
Some of them came over into this universe.
Yeah.
I haven't read comics in like years, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think most of the Ultimate people are gone, except Spider-Man and a few others, I guess. I don't
Green
know.
Lantern?
Green Lantern.
Yeah, Ultimate Green Lantern is still around.
he came over to the regular Marvel Universe.
Good, because, yeah.
Yeah, I know, you were hoping for that.
I was. I like his costume.
Speaking of Green Lantern and the X-Men, Deadpool did come out on digital video this week.
Oh!
Very happy to see it on my iTunes, because I pre-ordered it. And there's a ton of cool stuff on the extras.
Cool.
Yeah. Outtakes and whatnot.
Yeah.
I heard there was a gag reel. Is the gag reel cool?
I didn't watch the gag reel yet. But I watched all the other... There's like another whole hour's worth of extra stuff that I didn't see. But it's very cool. There's a Deadpool commentary. And then there's like a director's commentary. So like Deadpool does the commentary.
Like Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool?
Yes.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah, of course. And they talk about how they messed up. They're just like, they're pretty open about how they're like, yeah, we kind of messed up the X-Men's Origins Wolverine movie with Deadpool. But, you know, Ryan Reynolds always wanted to do this movie, so he made it happen. And then that guy, Tim Miller, the director...
Yep.
Like comes from like CGI background, never directed a movie before, but he knew how he was gonna merge like all the practical effects with the CGI stuff because he was such a good like CGI artist, and that's why that movie was so great.
Yeah,
it was. It was very good.
He did a good job.
It's very well.
They did a lot of stuff about Colossus and like how they came to be, because he's CGI, but they have like basically like three people playing him, like one guy that does the stand-in action stuff, and then, you know, like, then, like, two other guys, and then they would have to shoot every Colossus scene, they'd have to shoot it twice, once, where they did the fights with the guy in the suit, and then a whole other time where the other actor would have to fight nobody, so that they could splice it. It seems very, like, very complicated how they went about filming this movie, but that's why I like watching iTunes extras, and Stacey doesn't. She thinks it's boring.
She doesn't care how movies are made.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be pretty weird if you're an actor and you're like, okay, fight this fake, you know, computer generated thing. You're like, all right. Like, I would feel weird punching nothing, you know? Like, what are you? Maybe that chick that he fought, that big, well, did she have a name? I forget. That big woman that he fought at the
Angel Cakes. Yeah. No, I don't know. It was Angel something.
She must be a good actress, though.
Because there isn't enough angels in that universe.
That's true, yeah.
That actually was, like, the example they used to, like, explain the Cyclops was that fight with, what's her name?
Colossus, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, not Cyclops, but...
Oh, Colossus. Yeah. Colossus.
Well, it's cool, really, when you think about it. Sometimes it's fun to just lose yourself and be like, all right, computer-generated characters, that's it. But when you think about, like, sometimes they're not there, and sometimes it's a person in a green suit.
Yeah.
You know, like, how do you not laugh at them?
Yeah.
You look weird in this green suit.
Ben Affleck was wearing a lot of that in the armor section of Batman v Superman.
Oh, really?
He wasn't actually wearing a suit in some scenes. He was wearing the ping pong ball thing.
The ping pong ball thing?
You know, the green ping pong ball suit.
Green ping pong ball, yes.
Yeah. It had, well, I guess I can see that. You don't think they would really build one of those things, do you?
I don't know if it was all the time, but I know it was some of it.
It must have been hard to move in the yeah. real...
Just like Iron Man movies. Yeah. He wasn't always wearing the armor.
Right.
Some of those outtakes are so weird watching them with just like... They've got like a helmet on and then just like yeah. weird. But they don't even have the helmet sometimes. It's all just like... It is all just weird just suit things. Weird. Just ping pong ball suits. Weird.
They could go into Blue Man Group if they wanted maybe now. They could blow. Yeah, I just blew myself, and I don't know what.
What?
I made that reference. For
Thank it's you.
From Arrested Development, where, what's his name? Wanted to
Jeffrey join. Dean Morgan.
He wanted no. anyways, well, that's very good. I forgot about Deadpool coming out. I'm not in a huge. I never go out and buy those things. I bought Star Wars, but that's kind of like. About it. You know, it's weird.
Well, I am collecting my digital collection on iTunes, and I pre-ordered that because I wanted to see it immediately. I pre-ordered it, like, when I got out of the theater. I was like, I want to have that. And then I did the thing, which I promised myself I wouldn't do.
Cry?
Which was buy and spend the last $20 to complete my Star Wars digital film collection, and I bought Attack of the Clones. I'm so ashamed of myself.
Yeah, as you should be.
Yeah. And I was watching it, like, I couldn't watch it all the way through. I've watched it in 5 different installments. The movie's like 3 hours long.
Yes, yes it is. It is ridiculously long.
What the hell's up with that?
That's what happens when George Lucas just does whatever he wants and has nobody telling him, like, hey, that's not really good.
Yeah. But now I can watch, if I want to, I can spend a weekend and watch all 7 movies.
If you can do that, I would give you that $20 that you just spent on.
What do you mean if you could do that? I've done that like so many times. Well, not the 7.
All 7? Making it through the prequels? Like, would you start Phantom Menace and then go all the way?
Yeah, you have to start with the shitty ones first. Get them out.
I have.
But I wouldn't even make it. I'd be like, oh, God.
You could do it, like, remember how, like, you used to do, or, like, people, like, run marathons, and then they get, like, people to sponsor them, or, like, when you're a kid, like, you do, like, the bowling thing for a fundraiser. You should get people to sponsor you to, like, sit watch through all 7 Star Wars
movies. Yeah, seriously, that's what I would need. I would need some sort of financial gain to get through it, but...
But you should have to throw in, like, the Ewok movies in there, too.
the Christmas special.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Christmas special, I would just kill myself at that point. I really would.
No way. You couldn't
but if you're watching
so
it,
I can't, crap.
I can never get past the first, like, 5 minutes, because it's all that fucking Wookiee.
If you were to include the Ewok movie and the Christmas special, where do you watch them in order? Like, so Christmas special, Star Wars.
Christmas special goes after A New Hope.
Yep.
Okay, really? and then Ewok movie after Jedi.
After Jedi, yeah.
Yeah, doesn't the Ewok movie take place, I thought it was a prequel.
I don't know.
See, either. There's two Ewok movies, you know? It's not just one.
What about the droids cartoon? What is that?
That's not canon.
Oh, that's not canon. What about Rebels?
Oh, well, Rebels... Look, if
I don't think you can include the TV shows.
You can only watch that Clone Wars movie with Gardula the Hutt or whatever it is.
Oh God, Nathan Lane or was
yeah,
it?
I think so. Yeah. That's because that's also a movie. So not only
I saw that. Yeah, it wasn't horrible.
I do like the Clone Wars TV show.
I do too.
Well,
because
that
got
awesome.
Yeah, it got
off to a rocky start there with that shit though.
Yeah, no, and then that was fine as it went along. Although, like you said, there would be like 5 good episodes and then one about Jar Jar Binks. And you're like, all right.
Chuck this one up as a loss.
Yeah, just wasted half an hour of my life.
A whole episode
I wouldn't even watch him. Anything I had to do with Jar Jar or C-3PO, I would not watch.
I think there must be, I bet there's a web page. If we Googled this, which I'm not going to do because then my Skype will weird out, but I bet there's like a literally like timeline from everything, all Star Wars, and all that. So I'm starting now.
Machete style, and you can just cut Phantom Menace right out.
That's right. What do they call it? The machete order.
Yeah,
we talked about that once.
Yeah, but then you don't get to watch the pod race.
Yeah, no, the pod race isn't that good.
Can you watch the pod race on mute without those two stupid aliens talking the whole time? I guess it was one alien.
Two heads. Voiced by Greg Proops.
Really?
From whose line is it anyway?
That was a fun.
It's Greg Proops' line.
That's right. Whose line is it? It's obviously Greg Proops.
Obviously Greg Proops.
Well, whatever. I feel bad for him. He's a fun
guy.
He
said that from what I heard that they just had him go in and record a bunch of stuff, and he had no idea what he was doing. He was like, I have no idea how this fits into the film. So probably, he didn't know what was going to be used and what wasn't.
He probably watched it and went, oh, geez.
Most likely.
But he got paid probably like a shitload of money to do it. So I think the deal with the pod race was, well, just like everything else with that, it was just too long. Like,
and then he extended it when he released it on like DVD.
Yeah.
Made it longer.
God.
I'm sorry, but I took this Wang show and started talking about the prequels. I didn't mean
I gotta talk about penises again.
So, yeah. I thought we never stopped. Just one big boner after another.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, speaking of the boner comic, I want to talk 1 second. Maybe Clay has the answer to this. So I just read Batman 51.
Yes.
Is that last, like, that's it for Scott Snyder? Or
well, he has a new Batman book after Rebirth.
Oh. Okay.
Called All-Star Batman.
Oh, all right. And there was already, well, that was All-Star Batman and Robin.
Yeah, so after Rebirth, somebody else is taking over the Batman book and the Detective Comic books. And he's going to have his own book that's called All-Star Batman.
So what is this Rebirth all about?
Please explain.
They're kind of doing what Marvel did with Secret Wars, where they're just like saying like, sorry about the reboot. All that stuff did happen, but we're just going to readjust it. So that continuity still existed, and sorry that we said that it didn't.
So they're going back like to the continuity from like a few years ago, or
no? They're just saying like that stuff did happen in the past too.
Okay, like whatever.
It all still exists.
Who's in charge of this? Is this Geoff Johns? Because I hate his stuff.
Geoff Johns, Dan DiDio. Jim Lee.
Jim Lee has he's got his dirty paws in there.
I don't like his stuff either. I mean, I like his art.
Right.
I mean, other than it all looks the same. But
The one good thing is John Romita Jr. is doing Batman, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, so that's at least something. Because I like his stuff.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very good.
Yes, it's very good. He's never done Batman, I don't think, ever.
Batman. Didn't he draw a Punisher and Batman crossover?
Oh, man. Remember those things?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's not good.
Oh, yeah.
So David Finch is going to be drawing. Oh, this is another thing they're doing. They're getting. There's going to be 2 regular artists on each book so nobody falls behind. But that's like
that's a good
one. Issue to issue, it won't be the same.
We're covering up for these guys being slow.
Yeah.
Souls.
So Batman, writer Tom King, and then David Finch and Mikael Janin is the B team.
Okay.
Raphael Albuquerque is going to draw Batgirl. That's pretty cool.
Which Batgirl is it?
It's Batgirl of Burnside.
What the hell is that?
That's the new...
What's her name? The blonde hair? Oh, no, that's...
No, it's
Barbara just, Gordon.
Yeah, suck.
It's like kind of like the millennial version.
The like WB superhero, show girl. All right. Well, I won't be buying that.
All-Star Batman is written by Scott Snyder, but he has like a rotating like he'll do a story arc with an artist and then go to another. So it's John Romita Jr., Jock, Sean Murphy, Paul Pope, Francesco Francavilla. So I think that'll be very cool.
Yeah, all right. Hey, at least we know it'll be on time.
Yeah.
Not that John Romita Jr. ever had a problem with that. I don't know. That's kind of weird.
He draws like 8 books a month and he's still on time. Him and Mark Bagley could probably draw every comic ever.
That's true. They'd have to have Bendis write them all.
Bendis, Romita.
Mac. Well, I mean, So they're just rebooting everything again and just be like, yeah, sorry. I mean, all right, DC. I mean, I guess it happens all the time now in comics. So who even cares?
Happens in movies, too. So, I mean, whatever.
That's true.
Well, everyone's doing it. All
it's
the cool
thing.
Kids.
Yeah, thing to do these days. Well, so I guess getting up to 51 is a lot. So, like, we got to start over, number one. Otherwise, people would just have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
That's right.
I got to tell you, the last 10 or so issues of this Batman comic, I just didn't really care about it.
Yeah, me neither. So I guess I missed something. I was reading it this morning. So Alfred is making some joke about, did he get his hand cut off? I don't even remember that happening.
Oh, yeah. He's been missing a
hand
for
I
like
that.
I didn't remember
year.
That.
Yeah.
But then he's, I had this magical, you know.
Yeah, you gave me,
Batman
you preserved it and now you reattached it. And he's like, oh, that wasn't your hand. I thought that was kind of funny.
That was a funny joke. Yeah.
Overall, this was kind of just like one of those like goofy, like, oh, Batman, you do so much for the city. La, la.
I hated the... I was harping about the... I think last time we talked about comics, which was a couple weeks ago, we were talking about Moon Knight and how he's like, is this real or is this not?
Right.
You know, like that kind of thing. This issue did the, like, you think it's Batman narrating story, but it's really the... Yeah. It's really the reporter that he meets halfway. His like the Ben Urich, like writing about Gotham, and it's like Gotham is you, Gotham is me, Gotham is a city. And like trying to be all profound, and
Gotham,
I was just like, Batman. I can't wait to put this book down and
have
Gotham be something else.
Like, oh my god, it's over.
I'm pretty sure I would have thrown that one out,
right in the recycling bin.
Yeah,
glad I never started it.
It's not. It's not horrible. I mean, it's just silly.
I think
it's like
the
one of those things that, like, it would be like a Christmas, like that Batman wanted or whatever with Santa Claus. You know what I mean? Yeah, dead or alive. It was one of those silly things that just like it doesn't have anything to do with anything, but it's just like there's
overall,
a blackout in the city, and he thinks it's like, oh, someone's attacking Gotham, and it's just like, oh no, it was just a blackout. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Batman always thinking the worst.
Overall,
yeah.
Well, I give Snyder and Capullo's run a 5 stars, but it really went like from like way up high to like down low.
Uh oh.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry, it's just my telephone. So it went downhill pretty fast after that 0 year thing, I think, or whatever. It was just like. Commissioner Gordon in the bunny suit and all that stuff, just no good.
I'm ready for it to be done. So.
Yeah, as much as silly as I think the idea of doing this rebirth, I'm kind of glad that it's at least like they're moving on to something else. Cause it's...
Oh, and Snyder's run continues to – he does something like he's on like a road trip across the country like with the Riddler or something as his prisoner. So it's like.
Didn't we do an audio comic like that?
Yeah. I think we should. Next, when this comes out, we'll have to do an audio comic. Oh, well, whatever. So, you might like this, John. There was an ad in this Batman comic for. They're doing a Hanna-Barbera, like, team up comic book.
Oh,
with,
Dog
Shaner.
Old school Hanna-Barbera cartoons in one book. It's like Johnny Quest and the Herculoids.
Oh, my favorite.
Nice. I like that. We all get into that.
Let's hear it for everyone.
Hanna-Barbera. So that's pretty cool, though. I mean, that might be fun.
Yeah, I get behind that.
Yeah.
At least DC's doing something right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the – it's funny that we didn't like Secret Wars either, but at least that was like a thing that caused them to kind of reboot. This is just like, we're just going to reboot now. Like, no big, like, reason, no big event to explain why, whatever. I don't know. I guess it's better that way. Marvel's doing this, another Civil War. Civil War 2.
I wonder why.
Who? Well, I'm just, you're right about that. But I mean, who was clamoring for this? Like, what fans were like, "Oh man, I wish they would do a Civil War."
Pretty sure I remember seeing Clay post all about it on his Facebook page for the last, I don't know, 8 years or so.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait.
He's like, oh, you know what? I really need more Secret War or Civil War.
Civil War or Secret War. They're both bad.
What's so
Civil War? Secret Civil Wars.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Boom. Get on that, Marvel. Yeah, I don't know. But it's the same deal, basically, where it's like all these books and all these...
Captain America versus Iron Man again?
I don't know. But, like, you know, of course, Spider-Man is involved in this, and then it's just the same... I don't know. They had a good thing going. Marvel books were kind of okay. They're all kind of just doing their own thing, and now they got to do this bullshit again. Bullshit!
Bullshit.
Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. But, yeah, whatever. We'll, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I'm not going to be buying that.
Oh.
Or vote with
you,
my
you were clamoring for it.
I was clamoring.
You're the reason they put it out. You know what I did see an ad for as well? This is kind of, I'm more interested in the ads in comics now. But so I didn't know Preacher starts at the end of May. Or May 22nd. I thought it was.
I did.
I thought it was still a ways out.
Yeah, well, you didn't know Wolverine was in the new X-Men either.
I don't know what it's. I'm really out of the loop. I mean, I knew it was coming, but I figured it would be like in the fall or something. So that's exciting. That'll be fun.
They even have Butthole Face as a
guy. Yeah, well, that imagine the casting call for that guy. Wanted actors with faces that are butthole. It's not about butthole pleasures. It's not about butthole pleasures. Or butthole faces. And you know what else? I don't know if you guys heard this. So Punisher is getting his own Netflix.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Very exciting.
Very well.
Did everyone finish Daredevil?
No.
Yeah.
Oh. No. Well, I did.
I did too.
I think I'm close. Just kind of forgot
well,
about
I guess
it.
We won't talk about it.
Well, you know.
It's only been out for 2 months, you know.
Can if you want. I mean, I can go.
I can't believe the Punisher dies at the end.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. And then Matt Murdock raises him from the dead and has sex with him.
He dresses him up like Electro and puts lipstick on.
No, it's very good. I'm glad that they're doing it because, I mean, the Punisher, as cool as he was, he was in it at the beginning and then he was kind of in it at the end when they didn't, you know, they had like Karen was kind of helping him, but the episodes didn't really focus on him. So it was like a lot of buildup and then like he was in it a little bit, but now they have like a whole, he can have his own series and I'm very excited about that.
There you go. Yay for you.
Yay! Yay, Punisher! I don't know. He was really good. I think they should give Kingpin his own show for that matter. I think everybody should get their own show because they're all so good in them. Except Foggy. He didn't have his own show. He's good, but he does.
He was better this season for sure.
Yeah, he was interesting.
All I kept doing was going, Josh.
Damn it.
Why? How did Josh get this gig?
Man, when does he have time to do all this? And why is he so short?
Yeah.
The thing
they must have done that Hobbit kind of shooting around him. You know? He can look small, and he is.
I could talk about last weekend at PAX dressing up.
Christ, yeah, tell us about that. Was that hot as hell or what?
That was hot as hell,
dude. You looked hot.
Yeah, that's
you
what
did
I meant.
Look hot in person.
She
IRL.
She made the costume out of like velvet. The outside was this
out of insulation.
It was gauze, and I was like, this is going to be nice and light, and I was just like, the inside's velvet? What?
Velvet.
What is that, velvet?
That's beautiful!
Were you like, black velvet is that little boy's smile?
Yeah.
That was awesome. I was thinking George Costanza too a lot when I think of velvet. The way he,
yeah.
If I could, if it was socially acceptable, I would drape myself in velvet. So you had to? Did you get time to walk around and stuff too, or did you kind of just?
Yeah. No, I got a little time.
That's good.
I had more time than I took. I think I just after being in the suit all day, it was just like, I think I'm going to go home and shower.
Oh, yeah. But I saw you with the Ghostbusters and stuff.
Yeah.
So wait, now, we should explain, I guess. You were the presence.
I was the presence
yes.
from BG and Amanda's game. Oh my god.
Perception.
Thank you.
Yes, we had them on. I think it was our interview with them that helped them their Kickstarter. I'll just say that right now.
Totally. I think after last weekend telling everybody, they're like, "What are you from?" I'm like, "I'm the presence from Perception." I was just like, it is gone from my head now. I'm like, "What? What was I? Where did I go? Who was I?"
So was there? So people come up and want to get their picture taken with you and everything.
It was insane. I think at one point I even almost had a panic attack because it was just like swarms of people being like, "Can we get pictures with you?" And I was just like, "I think I need to go get a drink someplace." Oh, wow. Yeah, it was crazy.
You're like, "Why are you acting so strange?"
You're like, "I'm the president!
I'm out of here!"
There must be so many, just you though, not even you in costume, although Thor, I guess, is it kind of like, how many pictures of you are out there in the world?
I think a lot, especially at, like, I wonder if at concerts, people are probably posting, like, this dick standing in front of
I always get by the tall dude!
I feel bad. I mean, I do understand. So, like, I will, at concerts, I'll, like, stand up for three songs. I'll sit down for three songs, you know? I wouldn't want to block somebody the whole concert.
But, I mean, you should enjoy
it. Screw them!
Right.
Hey, I got stuck behind a Josh-esque person. I paid $120 for those tickets.
I don't think they were quite as Josh-esque, were they? I think they were pretty tall.
He was.
Yeah.
Were they dressed up like the presents from
Perception? Yeah, go to a concert in that.
Yeah.
There's about 800 pictures of me with Japanese tourists when I dressed in like the good Batman costume at Salem a few years ago.
Wow, Japanese tourists hitting up Salem.
Yeah.
You know what's weird is I never found a picture online of me dressed as Thor, which was surprising because so many people took my picture that day.
Yeah, I remember. And that's where the first time I started thinking like, but I mean, I've been with you. I think if people, you're not even wearing a costume, and people just like, "Can I get a picture with you? You're so big," you know.
It happens.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever, dude.
Thanks for pointing it out.
Yeah,
I'm like, wow.
We're like the same size. I also have no depth perception, but I just. Well, that's cool though that you know that you did that. Hey, so you got to go to PAX, like,
yeah,
and be part of it.
It was fun. I mean, I had a good time. Once I got sweaty and soaked through the costume, then like my whole body was wet, so it was okay. I was fine.
That didn't bother me.
Yeah, it was just at first, you know, when I put it on and it started like dripping down my face, and I'm like, "Oh, this is disgusting. This is disgusting." Then I was like, "Yeah, I'm used to it."
It's like when you walk into a pond and you're like, "Oh, this is gonna be cold. Oh, it's gonna be cold," and then you just gotta jump in and get all soaked.
Yeah.
Yeah. After that, or yeah, if you're in like the rain or something.
So was everyone like, "Is the present supposed to be kind of damp and clammy?"
Yes.
Like, "Oh yeah, put my arm around you. Why are you like a sponge?"
Well, oh, that's cool though. So when is the game? Is the game available? What's the
I don't think there's an actual official date yet. They did have a playable demo at the show.
Oh, cool. Were you able to play it? Or?
I didn't actually play it, which I was stupid. I should have sat down and played it because I'm really interested, but I just...
That would have been actually awesome if you were playing it in character.
Yeah, in the costume.
With those tiny arms.
Yeah, with the tiny bug arms.
So those weren't your arms? Is that...
No, they're just tiny little... They were like weird bug arm things that I kind of like controlled. I'd like grab and like wiggle them around and...
Oh, wow. I mean, it sounds cool. Yeah, sitting in it for like 8 hours, I could see, or whatever, might be kind of rough, but it looks cool. The pictures look great, so, you know.
Yeah, there's some. We were on Nerd Caliber, so we've got some pictures on there.
Nerd Caliber.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll check that out. Are they a website? Are they as cool as us? Is that...
We're cooler.
Oh, but... yeah. You're on here. Never mind, right. Nerd Caliber. Well, very well. Clay, did you go to PAX too, or did you...
Oh, yeah, I was there. Oh. I saw Josh. Did a lot of walking around. Saw the concerts.
Oh, right.
You should have taken a picture of me.
I did. It's in my phone. I don't know. I guess I didn't post it. I was distracted. There's so much stuff going on there.
It's true.
That even, like, you see your good friend and you forget to, like, post a picture of him. Because it's just like, wow, look at all the signs, toys. I want to buy a scarf, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
but I had a good time. I saw Frontalot, Paul and Storm. Double Clicks, the Proto Man, and then we had our big Proto Man show on Monday, and it was a good time.
Awesome.
Mega Ran.
Oh, yeah. That's become a tradition.
Yeah. Tradition. And I like going to PAX because... And I go to PAX and stays, and she waited in line for like 2 hours to play Star Fox 64 on Wii U, the new one, the Star Fox, the new one.
Oh, okay.
It's not 64.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm not a video game guy. But yeah, she waited in line, but I just sat in line with her and watched her play. I like, there's no pressure for me there. I don't need to run to a panel or like... do a thing or like sit at a thing or do anything. I just get to walk around.
The only pressure is to just keep your mouth shut while she's playing and not tell her how bad she's doing. Like, yeah. Why'd you jump there? Jump. Oh,
yeah. Come on. Why don't you use the video screen on your Wii U controller or whatever? But,
well, it's funny too, because with things like PAX, I like the panels more than anything. So like, I don't really like going down to the floor all that often and hanging out and going to, like, I hate waiting in line for stuff like that.
Yeah, that would be kind of like, I don't know if I would wait in line, but I mean, if that's what you're there for, I mean, but I can understand the one time I went, it was the same thing. I felt like great. There was no pressure to see anything. You just kind of see everything. Because you're not like, oh, I really want to see that guy. I was just like, yeah, just wander around. It's kind of good.
But my
friend of mine told me that you could, like, I don't know how they do it, but you can, like, digitize yourself and, like, upload yourself into your own, like, Grand Theft Auto, like or whatever. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, he put himself in Grand Theft Auto 5 or whatever. Beating up people and having sex with prostitutes. It's great.
Nice. Virtually.
Just like real life.
Just not outside of the convention center. He was doing it on the computer.
I'm sure there are some prostitutes walking up and down there. They would probably clean up. They went down there. Anyway, were you going to say something else? I'm sorry, Clay. I interrupted.
I bought my first PAX scarf, Josh.
Oh!
Nice. I didn't buy one. That was stupid of me.
Jeez, man. Would have looked great on that costume. well, very well. I think, all right. What else? We got anything other cool things other than my Free Comic Book Days signing? Don't forget to come out to Brookline. Anybody else got anything cool to talk about?
I read a bunch of comics, but I do have just this one comic book thing to say, which is that I bought a cool looking Star Trek comic, and I was like, oh, look, the cover is like in Klingon. And then I opened it up, and the whole thing is in Klingon, so I wasn't able to read it.
What?
I bought like a variant Klingon. Oh. It was a book I wanted to read. It's like some sort of, like, I don't know, special one shot for the new Star Trek series, which I like that. I like that book. And if then helps, I was like,
I think I have a translation Klingon to English dictionary someplace.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah. Or I could just get the regular one. But then I like opened it and I was like, oh, wait a minute. The only English words in here are like the names of the creators. And then like all the word balloons are in Klingon. I just thought that was funny.
Oh, that's interesting. How much did that cost?
It's still like a one shot. So it was $5. But
oh, well, all right. I mean, still, I
guess. I don't regret it. I think it was worth the joke.
I regret nothing.
Well, there you go.
So I it was a good book, but I just don't know what anybody was saying to each other.
Yeah, maybe they should give you an online version or something. Yeah.
Well, they have the regular version of the book.
I know, but you have to buy it.
You have to buy two.
Yeah.
Do you want me to talk to someone there? I mean, I don't do any work with them anymore.
No, I can.
Maybe that's like your way in.
I think it was, the way in is like the first Klingon word on the first page.
Doc, doc, don't weigh in. Kirk. That was
a good Klingon. Wow, you just offended a lot of people out there.
All right. Well, hey, if you like Klingon or if you know Klingon, buy that book. Buy my book. Speaking of buy my book, it'll be on Comixology on Wednesday.
Speaking of buy my book, my books are already on Comixology, so go get the Wretched Things.
Wretched Things. I bought number one. Is number two there yet?
I think number two's there. Oh. I thought it came out like in March.
All right. All right.
Lousy April. Smarch weather.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll buy number two then. But yes, you should also.
Like they were on sale for one day or something. Or
oh. One.
I don't know when that was. That was. Well, don't go looking for them on sale now. It's too late.
John lied to me.
You missed it all.
For Christ's sake, you can pay.
Yeah. What? $3.99 or something. Probably.
Yeah. Jeez. Come on,
indie
guys.
Creators.
I got to make a living here.
What about Athena Voltaire? Is that ever? What's the latest on that? Anything?
I don't know, but okay. I do want to know about it.
I don't know.
It was switching publishers last time.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I don't have anything to do with the new Athena Voltaire thing.
Oh.
But, you know, the omnibus, I think, is going to be reprinted with another company.
Ah, I see.
So go buy that, because I want to get paid for that shit, too, guys.
Yeah, come on.
Come on. Look, it's not like.
Yeah.
Not like I can afford a prostitute going to fucking PAX unless you start buying these books.
All right. Get John as prostitutes. It's the only way.
Concert for John Hunt on Comixology.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't think they have a complete list of the stuff I've worked on, though.
There's some.
They don't list any of the Star Trek books. At least they didn't last time I checked. It was just the Ghosts. Next Generation one.
Comeback Jax is there.
Yeah, go buy that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Mark McKenna does that, and he's our friend as well, a former guest.
Yeah.
Well, you're never a former guest.
You're always a guest. With
us. And we went to his birthday thing.
Right.
Here, so.
I was down in that neighborhood recently, and I was like, I remember coming here, John, for Mark McKenna's birthday.
Who are we looking for?
It's very awful.
We've never met any of these people in person before.
I know. But they were all very nice to us, considering like that. Well, at least me, I was just nobody. You're somebody, but I'm nobody. But they were very nice. And I kept getting Tom Rainey confused with Ron Garney. Right?
No, that was I made that joke to him. Oh. Did you really get confused? Because I made that joke.
Not to his face, but I feel like my whole life. But hey, whatever. I get everything.
That happens a lot.
It happens to me all the time, to quote Indiana Jones. I think a couple weeks ago I said Brian Hitch when I meant David Finch, actually. So Paul, I do that all the time. I always screw that up.
You know how I fix it? I don't know anybody's name.
Well, there you go. See? At least you don't have to pretend to get them wrong.
John, is your tablet burning over there? Is your tablet burning?
Well, how much are you buying?
Because I just bought a Wretched Things number two.
Uh-huh. I'll do it after we sign off. I don't want to screw up the thing.
Don't screw up anything. Everyone else, do it.
It's very easy
to do.
But
if you want to wait till Wednesday, you can buy Robinhood too. But
yeah, do it all at once. You don't have to buy it right this second.
Do it all, but
you might forget. So maybe you should start anyway.
I was feeling
you go and put that in your shopping cart and then go back on Wednesday and then you can, I don't know.
Home responsibilities, shopping, whatever.
That's where I want to go. All right. Well, I think we're good to go, right? Anybody?
Free comic book day. Go see Durson at New England Comics Prime, Brookline.
Brookline, yeah. It should be a good crowd with you know, Frank Thierry, and there's no Alston to take away any of the thunder this year. I saw New England Comics Brockton, though. Mark Teixeira was going to be there, so that's pretty cool.
Very cool. Well,
I don't even remember who that is now. Why can't I think who that is?
Ghost Rider.
Okay, thank you. All right. God, man.
Plays with the Yankees.
That's what I ended up thinking.
See, it's confusing, you know? Yeah. I used to get him confused with Mark Waringo, who died.
Yeah, he's died. 10 years.
And I'm like, Teixeira died? Oh, see how dumb I am?
Wasn't there a player on the Red Sox, Gabe Kaplan, too?
Or Kapler.
Kapler. See, because that guy from Welcome Back, Carter, who was Gabe Kaplan or whatever.
Yeah.
So
what's up with these people and the same names? See, there's no other Matt Dursons out there. I'll tell you that right now. I am one of a kind. So if you search for Matt Durson on Comixology, you can you'll find only me.
Follow
you
know, at Durson on Twitter.
If you look me up on first of all, the funny thing on Twitter, there's like this dance school in France.
Yeah.
That's like named Durson.
Durson.
Durson Dance School.
They keep tagging me, like, or you know, and I'm like, no, it's not me. I'm
Durson.
That happens with me, and there's another Josh Lingle, and he's like a minister. So but he's this minister, and he's a white blonde haired dude, but he talks to I don't really know, like, South Americans about I don't know, but they're always speaking to me in Spanish, and I'm like, dude, you're looking for the wrong guy.
I know, I always get tagged on Instagram and Twitter like the people speaking in French, and I'm like, I don't know what you're saying, but it's not me. So I feel bad if they're like, they never liked my post or something, you know. But whatever. There's really no way. I don't even know how I would do it. I guess somehow I could find a way to contact them and say, tell your people to stop tagging me. Probably wouldn't do any good. But also, the funny thing, I searched myself on Amazon the other day.
I
blew myself. But just so I could get all the Robin Hood books, and like some other weird DVD came up with some horror movie. I was like, what the heck? It came up third on the list.
Was it Durson the Firestarter?
No. I don't know why it was there at all. I just typed in Durson, and it says Robin Hood 1, Robin Hood 2, and some kind of weird, like, low-budget horror movie. And I was like, whoa. All right. I don't know how that got there, but... Huh. Anyways, that's the weirdness of the internet, I guess.
The internet.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Adios, assholes, and all that.
Adios, assholes, and all that.
Assholes, if you're listening, you're not. Since hey, not 2009. That,
the usual jokes.
And dick.
Thanks for another world. Wang.
And Wang. Yeah, free comic book day. Comixology and John's stuff and stuff.
Yep.
Perfect.
That's it. Come out on Wednesday. If you don't,
you don't need a script.
Right. Have a good free comic day.
The Wang.
Wang.
Oh my.
See what happens when we have four people on? It's just everybody got to get their Wang jokes in.
That's right.
Everybody throws their Wang out on the table.